It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
We had to go into our bag, and we are so fortunate to get a chance to talk to one of our favorite guys, man. Jerry Glanville, 404-day interview, is brought to you by our folks at Verizon. And, Coach, it's good to have you on. Always good to talk with you. And, you know, you – Mike was saying this. You – and Dion and just that team, it was a special time in Atlanta, wasn't it?
Well, it's really amazing because we did not go to the Super Bowl, but the NFL Films has picked that team, that Atlanta team with Dion and Andre Rison and Chris Miller, all those good players, as the most exciting team in the history of the NFL. And you had MC Hammer singing there. MC Hammer was... he was really special. He wanted to talk to the team one day before the game in the locker room. And he says, okay, if I talk to the team, and you know me, I said, sure, go ahead. He gave a better talk than anybody I've ever heard in my life. He was awesome.
That's great.
I got to tell you this.
That's unbelievable.
I think what Evander's trying to say, man, is let's get out there and win. Jerry Glanville is with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. I was watching the NFL Films, Coach, of the season of 91, and some of those crazy games, the laterals in New Orleans, where all you got to do is fall on the football and they take it to the house. But that was your brand of football, right? Those guys were never going to back down.
Wide open. Nobody had more fun. I don't see people have the fun that group had. And that group, they worked hard. It's kind of funny. It's even when I was in Houston. Remember, I had Ray Childress. And he called me up after he's a full-grown retirement. He goes, we all just realized you worked as hard than anybody in the league, but we all enjoyed it and had fun, and that's the way Atlanta was. They worked harder than anybody. I got to say this for people who don't know, because they see Dion after the game with the television camera on. In pro football, Dion has to be the Atlanta Falcon corner, but then for half of practice, he has to be the corner for the team we're playing. Maybe it's Minnesota, maybe it's Green Bay, who knows. I'm going to shock y'all. When he was the show team corner with me, he never had a pass completed, huh?
Wow.
How about that?
That's crazy.
So, I mean, those Hall of Famers don't just walk in. They work it every day.
Yeah. Right. And Jerry, I'm glad you're saying this because, you know, there are guys – we had this discussion a few weeks ago where Asante Samuel came out and was like, I'm as good as this guy. And he was claiming to be as good. And I said, you know, when you start telling these stories like that and you've seen it for hand, and you know the impact they've had. He's a different guy. Jerry, how did you handle all these personalities, though? These are some big personalities.
Before we go any farther, today is Jesse Tuggle's birthday.
Hey.
And the man, the hammer. Let me tell you about Jesse. He was about my height. He could have got sued for his butt being too close to the ground. But from the waist up, he was built like a 300-pound guy. He could knock you around. And today, we take Jesse Tuggle. We open up with the Houston Oilers. He scores. We score three times on defense. You don't see that many places anymore, if at all.
Right. And then he's also undrafted free agent. I mean, that's a guy that put the work in. You know, that's a guy that – I got here, Jerry, in 98 for the Super Bowl season, but that guy was like a heart and soul guy. That's a guy that should be a Hall of Famer.
And what's amazing, I went up to coach – I coached everywhere, as you know. I was coaching Hamilton Ticats in the CFL, and Larry Dean was the middle linebacker. He's the middle linebacker at Valdosta State that broke Jesse Tuggle's records. I got to coach him both.
Wow.
And so we were playing – we were playing somebody, I think it was Toronto, and Jesse's son was on Toronto, and he comes down, and I bring them both together. And they both said, Coach, tell him I was better than he was. I goes, I ain't saying that. I loved you both.
It's Jerry Glanville, guys. It's 404 Day, brought to you by Verizon here at Murph's Cobb Gallery. It's Dukes and Bell as we're talking to one of the all-time greats. He's so much fun, and you had fun doing what you did, right? I mean, that's we don't see a lot of coaches. This is the thing, Jerry. I mean, like, we talk about Belichick, and listen, he's won a lot of games, but I don't know if he's had fun. Like, it just didn't feel like it did when we watched you and how you went about your business. What was your approach?
My approach was work as hard as you can. Don't leave anything on the table. Get yourself prepared, and then my biggest deal was effort counts twice, and if you're not going to be physical, you can't be here. You have to believe in physicality, and effort counts twice, and that was my thing with every team. And it's kind of funny, people would say that damn Glanville's got the fastest team in football again. We did not have we had the hardest working, most effort team in football. And that's not me. Jerry Glanville never made a tackle. I didn't get an interception, and I didn't score. It was the players that would say, let's go do it. Let's do it this way. And the players worked so hard and did such a great job, everybody thought I was a good coach.
Jerry Glanville is with us, guys, here on the WaitForIt.com hotline celebrating 404 Day. I got to ask, as we ask you every time we have you on, is there any way you could have maybe let Brett Favre stay here in Atlanta, or are they just he was such a wild man, there was just no getting him out of Buckhead?
Well, I'm still coached. I've been coaching 61 years, and he's the only guy I ever coached that didn't make the team pitcher.
Why?
I couldn't.
Exactly. Well, you know why?
Why? Oh man, Jerry, what do you think? Go ahead.
Everybody knew in practice he could play. Unfortunately, right. He missed the morning meetings and he missed the install before he woke up. But I'm so proud of what he did after he got to Green Bay. I could have traded him to the Jets. I had we had an offer to the Jets.
Wow.
And if we'd have traded the Jets, nobody would know who he was, because New York, of course, like Atlanta, it doesn't close down. I told him, I'm trading you to Green Bay because after 9 o'clock, Chili Joe's is open. You can get chili with or without onions. That's it. And it changed his career.
Right on.
Hey, Jerry, that's a great story. What do you think about today's game? Look, I know rules change and we hear about all the safety, but there's something in me that as a kid, I want to still go back and watch the things that we did and how we played and the physicality. And I know it's still a physical sport. What do you think about all the rule changes, the replays, and all the stuff that's going on now with the NFL?
Well, I believe in a replay. In fact, a guy named Mike Dick and Jerry Glanville tried to get the replays when we were head coaches. They finally kicked us out of the league meetings. Because if you know it's a gross error, if you can fix an error, and if you watch the Final Four, what I love about the basketball coaches they're not sure who touched that thing. Well, they'll go take a look at it. And if you got to fix those if they're wrong, there's too much at stake. And here's the deal, like NIL in college football. Everybody says, Jerry, you're in college football. You got to hate the NIL. Hey, you either accept what's going on or you go into that la-la land and retire. And right. You know, I'm not about to do that. And whatever's going on, and here's what, I got a big picture of a dinosaur above my desk. And below the dinosaur, it says, adapt or die. The dang dinosaur. The temperature dropped 4 degrees, and they all died.
It's true. Now, I don't know if to some of our kids out there, if you learn that in school, but that's a lesson from Coach Glanville right there.
Well, the only reason I know, my first job, I rode to work on a dinosaur.
By the way, D.C. at Northwestern Oklahoma State as we speak. Jerry Glanville with us here on Dukes and Bell. You had Deion Sanders, and he's got a kid named Travis Hunter. Now, you let Deion have a couple of catches as a receiver. Later on with the Cowboys, he had a few more. How would you handle a kid like Travis Hunter, Jerry, who can play both ways and be really good at both corner and wide receiver?
I would take him X amount of practices on one side. And like Deion didn't start playing offense, so he knew everything that was going on defense. And I, whatever side you want him to feature, I would feature that and then dribble in what he could learn on the way. Deion is a wide receiver. We had like 12 wins, and Dallas Cowboys had 12 wins. And we're playing the last game of the season. And Deion was like running a nine route. They pushed him out of the sideline, and they threw the baseball hat. He was out of bounds. In 81, Michael Haynes caught the pass, and they brought it back. He was out of bounds. You think I didn't go crazy? They got 21 and 81 mixed up, and we lost a touchdown pass against the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, honestly, that's tough. You have embraced.
So you say, what about replay? Yo, give me replay, please.
Yeah, give it to you. You have embraced being one of the greatest characters, though, in the NFL. I mean, in the history of the league, right. You know, you've embraced that. It didn't matter where you were. This was your persona. Did it ever stop you from getting a job you wanted, though? Did somebody ever say, hey, Jerry, you know, you're a little bit too much, too over the top. Did it ever stop you from getting a gig?
Well, I applied for a job this year, and they came back, and they said I needed more experience. I guess I got to keep digging.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure there's some people that didn't like me, but, you know, I was in pro football my whole adult life, college football. And I'll shock you. I've never applied for a job, so I can't tell you if I applied, if that would have kept me from getting it. I was fortunate enough that if I was out of work, I had somebody in 4 days. Here's what I'll tell you. My claim to my own personal fame, this is me. I never worked anywhere and left that they didn't try to bring me back. Every job. So somebody where I was working thought we were doing a good job. When I left Atlanta the first time and went to Buffalo, Taylor Smith told me his dad, Rankin, you know, of course, you know where Atlanta went when they started playing. He goes, Taylor, now where did that guy go that we fired with Lehman Bennett? Go find him. And whoever thought Rankin Smith would hire a head coach that coached at Georgia Tech. Because when I was with the Falcons, Rankin Smith not only owned the Falcons, he owned the Georgia Bulldogs. And lo and behold, they say he'll never hire Glanville. Glanville's a Georgia Tech guy, and he beat the Bulldogs. Well, he just wanted to win, and he loved the way we did it.
Jerry Glanville's with us, guys. It's 404 day, so we're celebrating the legacy of Atlanta sports. We get to talk to Warren Moon about once or twice a football season. You had some unbelievable teams before you came to Atlanta with those Houston Oilers and some of those great playoff games. But is Warren Moon one of the all-timers you coached?
Well, here's the thing with Warren Moon. Yeah, holding with the offensive line, 15-yard penalty. Everybody says, well, what are you going to call it? Third and 21, third and 22. We had a play called Indiana. I didn't care if we had holding. Warren Moon could throw the ball through the car wash and not get the ball wet on a 22-yard dig. And that isn't coaching. That's a whip. Well, you know how most quarterbacks lead the receiver. The receiver's way over here to the right, and he throws it to the left, and they'll all come together at the same time. Warren Moon didn't do any of that. He just stuck it on you, and here it comes. And I had receivers in camp that said, I got to wear gloves. He's taking the skin off my fingers. That's awesome.
Warren is one of the best guys that I've ever been around, and I agree with you 200%. And, you know, he finally got his recognition, obviously. And
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, you add those years in the CFL. We know in the NFL. Yeah, he was unbelievable.
I went up to the CFL, and the game would be over. Everybody would be lining up for me to sign an autograph before we got on the bus to go home. Everybody says, God, they really love you here, don't they? He goes, no, they know I coach Warren Moon. That's the only reason they want my autograph.
Hey, before we cut you loose, Coach, we've talked to a bunch of guys from that team back in 91. Do you still have the California trophy? The year the Falcons beat everybody from California. L.A. Rams, Chargers, 49ers. Did you still have that thing around?
Can you imagine there's never been another team to do that? There's never been a team that swept the West Coast that wasn't. And if you go back with that trophy, why was that so important? Are you ready? The Falcons never won at the L.A. Rams. Not one time. The Falcons never won on the road against the San Diego Chargers. We had a lot of never-never, so I was so proud of what they did. And you'd have to go back and look at the history to see how amazing it was. And it was kind of funny. Bobby Bethard, you'd love this. Bobby Bethard was the general manager of the Chargers. And you got to love what I tell you this. And we played him when I was with the Oilers, and now we go to Atlanta. We're like a 20-point underdog, and Dan Henning's the head coach there, and we kick butt. And Bethard comes in the locker room. He goes, you know what I just realized, Jerry? I goes, I have no idea about it. He goes, you come here and you beat us with Houston. Yeah, nothing changes except the color of the jerseys and the helmets.
Yeah.
What was he talking about? He's talking about effort, physicality, want to. Our Atlanta Falcons had want to. And what is want to? I got to be the guy to get it. So I'm not waiting for somebody else to make the end of. And they were so good, you love this. We're going to play the Saints, and they're going to try to tackle our running back. That Falcon team never tried to make a tackle one game. They were trying to kill a guy with the ball. God, I love that.
That's the way it was, and that's why we loved it. Jerry Glanville, it's always good to talk with you. We love hearing from you. We're glad you're doing well. Hey, take care, and thanks for stopping by today, Jerry.
Well, I'm down to two friends, so don't either one of you get sick.
Well, Bobox still asks for you, so I'll say hi to Bo for you too, Jerry.
All right,
take care.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.